local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. 7:23, 18 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Annika Douglas and her mom Loy here this morning, and to talk about a special Leap of Faith martial arts fundraiser that is coming up. Annika, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Loy, how are you today?
We're doing great.
Good. Well, Annika, I'm going to get started here because your big kickathon for Leap of Faith Martial Arts is coming up the way it sounds, basically Sunday afternoon. What exactly is the kickathon?
Well, this is our third year doing our kickathon, actually. We started it in 2021. It's to benefit Shiloh House of Emporia. They are a nonprofit that supports women and children by offering support, counseling, housing, clothing, diapers, and more family needs. 100% of the funds that we raise go to Shiloh House. And the classic kicking event, which is what we first started off with for our kickathon, is where we have our students collect pledges or donations ahead of time. We have people who also come on the day of sometimes. And they come, our students come and they kick for up to 2 hours. So they're just like nonstop kicking. We have we still have water breaks figured in there, but we have drills. Sometimes we're doing kicks up and down the mat. It's a good way for our students to get involved, showing that they care, and also getting the community involved with the fundraiser that helps a really awesome outreach in Emporia.
Indeed. Is that the format that we're going to see here on Sunday as well? Kind of the traditional, the kids have gotten pledges, and then it's basically 2 hours of solid kicking in various formats?
Yes, it is. That is actually one of our events. This year, we added two new events, which I'm super excited about. We have our dunk tank, quote-unquote. It's like a play-on of a dunk tank, but brought into Taekwondo. And you can thunk an instructor, so you can pretty much pay to, you know, kick an instructor controlled, hopefully. We hope you guys will control it. for a donation of $5, and you get to thunk us for 30 seconds. It's a little bit crazy, but when you're doing fundraising, you have to, like, really get out there and find something. You can take something that people know and then twist it and put martial arts into it. And then our other event is our break sale, which is a little bit more tame than the thunk tank, and you can pay to break a board. It's a $4 or $5 donation, depending on what level of board you choose. So one's a little bit thicker. These will be given with instruction, so you will learn how to break the board. We won't just be like, go at it. We'll teach you how to properly break a board and give you some options with how you can break it. It's going to be super fun. I'm really excited about these two events and their debut year.
Well, if you have any twigs, I think we could probably handle something like that. But,
you have beginner boards.
So, Annika, I have to ask here, for those of you involved with Leap of Faith, how many of your students are going to be involved with this? And how long have they been training, really, kind of how long do they train before they can take part in something like this?
We invite our brand new students to help also. Okay. Anybody in our school is eligible to be there. And I think that we probably have at least half of our students helping in some way. Some of the adults are going to count the kicks for the kids. A lot of the kids are the ones that go out and get the donations and the pledges. And then we have grandparents that are coming. We have grandparents that are bringing snacks and drinks and things like that. So we just have a variety of people involved in a variety of ways.
Well, Loy, how did Leap of Faith get tied in with Shiloh Home?
Well, I have another daughter, and when she was a teenager, she was looking for things to do in the community, and she came up with the idea of a bake sale for Shiloh House. So she and our other children did that. And then when Annika came along and she got to be about the same age and she was becoming more community-minded, she was trying to think of something different to do. And so the Kickathon was born.
I also have to ask, Loy, just basically what got your family involved in martial arts, just in general? And, you know, Leap of Faith now has been going strong here for several years. What is it about Leap of Faith that has kind of founded the business and kept it going as strong as it has?
We started in martial arts when our oldest son was little, and we wanted to find something that would give him confidence and help him from day to day. And that was Taekwondo. And so we've been involved on and off for several years. And then when our older daughter started martial arts, she was like, oh, I want to own a school someday. Well, we thought, you know, much later. It turned out to be when she was 15, we ended up becoming school owners. And it has just grown from there.
So where is Leap of Faith located?
521 Commercial.
Okay. Annika, what are your duties going to wind up being on Sunday? Are you going to be kicking, or are you just kind of essentially directing traffic and welcoming the public to see what's going on?
Well, I'm gonna be directing. In past years, I've always been kicking, but as the event has grown, we realized we had the need for another coordinator, and directing traffic. I'm gonna be there, and once the new events we're having, I'm gonna be running those. Especially, we have a lot of adult students who will be helping a lot, so that's going to be awesome. I'm super excited. And my mom and dad, obviously, because, you know.
So Annika, if people would like to donate, how can they do that?
Well, we accept Venmo, Cash App, or not Cash App, sorry. PayPal. Venmo, PayPal, check, and cash. If you do make out a check, please make it out to Shiloh House of Emporia. And 100% of the donations will go to Shiloh.
Outstanding. Okay, Annika, reset what's going to be taking place, kind of the hours and what the different activities are going to be here for the Kickathon.
Okay, yep. It's going to be on Sunday the 19th from 2 to 4 at 521 Commercial, which is our studio, our dojang at down on Commercial Street.
Sounds good. Well, Annika, really appreciate your time with us here today. Best of luck on Sunday.
Yep, thank you so much.
Loy, thank you for your time here today. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Good luck. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day. Bye.
And
bye.
Leap of Faith, the big kickathon to raise money, check for Shiloh Home of Hope this Sunday.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots next week, most of them are open, including Monday. So we'll be filling that here shortly. But give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Can't tell you that Tuesday's Newsmaker segment will involve a look ahead to the EFOS Roundup Auction March 3rd. Obviously, members of Emporia Friends of the Zoo joining us at 720 Tuesday.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. It is 7:30, 18 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
The Emporia Farmers Market is excited to continue indoor markets in 2023. Special thanks to Waters Hardware, the Babinger Trust, and ESB.